And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
Mine is Tony Hearn.
And this is a bit like my voice, already dead. Something like a war.
Something like a war inside my head. It's like I'm slowly dying. Something like a war in my head. In my head. Something like a war in my head. So I keep on fighting. Something like a war. Like a war. Like a war. I'm not really sane. I just try to die to sanity. Battle with the demons with the blade of my morality. Shield of my mortality. Knowing in the end, it's my actions that will follow me.
Hey!
Till it is over. Till I'm 6 feet deep.
But I won't turn over.
Cause I'll die knowing I did
all I could
to amend my sins
in a sinful world.
Something like a war inside my head. It's like I'm slowly dying. Something like a war in my head. In my head. Something like a war in my head. So I keep on fighting. Something like a war. Insane. I just try to dodge sanity. Knowing every action defies a man I try to
every
be.
Every time I use my voice,
every impulse, every choice. Mind and face, in the end I'm
hey,
on my
hey.
Own. But this fight ain't over
till it is over.
Till I'm 6 feet deep.
But I won't turn over.
Cause I'll die knowing I did
all I could
to amend my sins
in a sinful world.
Something like a war inside my. It's like I'm slowly dying. Something like a war in my head. In my head. Something like a war in my head. So I keep on fighting. Something like a war. Like a war. Like a war.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Already Dead. They are punk rock from Massachusetts, north of Boston, Tony. And the start of a quite, shall we just say, a quite American start to the show. A track called Something Like a War, brand new out. You can find out more about Already Dead by going to their website, which is
alreadydead.com.
alreadydeadmusic.com. alreadydeadmusic.com. Paul of the Internet One, Tony Neil. We will play more from Already Dead if we get it, because I think that is a cracking start to what is going to be a truly wonderful show. And we are kind of back to normal this week, although I am under a bit of pressure. But fortunately, we have a joke.
Cool.
Have I missed something out there? Did I say that you listen to Planet Smashers on Ethers right now?
I don't know.
I don't think you did.
No.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think I was too excited about Already Dead there.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? When we listen back, maybe we'll know. Anyway, if you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. It's wonderful, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Jeff says, my best friend is transgender. Now, immediately, Tony, I'm a little bit concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says, my best friend is transgender. She transitioned from a man into a woman. I think it's courageous of her to take a pay cut like that. Jeff, P.S. It's July the 4th. It's when we in America celebrate the time a bunch of rich white slave owners decided they didn't want to pay taxes, .. Sorry about the political commentary. Here's something you can read instead. How many people with Tourette's does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
Budgie fuck, Mississippi. cunts. I added a few bits there.
Nice.
He said, my brother actually has Tourette's, so I finally figured out what makes him tick. Right.
Look at that.
You like the last one, Tony?
Like
you like that last one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is, of course, disablest. He's managed to be everything-ist there. Well done, Jeff. Let's hear your thing again. I think maybe I should do some sort of a woke jingle. just okay. The odd time, or like one that I should maybe make a jingle that goes that these are not the opinions of Punky Radio.
Although we find them funny.
But we find them funny, so fuck off, you miserable wanker. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll maybe work on it this week, or maybe want to get my voice back. More of that later on. But I don't know whether you guessed why I'm playing track two here, Tony.
No.
Well, we've just heard from Jeff Ugly Shoes, so let's hear about Johnny Nasty Boots.
Of course.
I was over the moon when this came through. I thought this one's got a song too written all over it. Woohoo! So, stay tuned for the downhauls, first of all, but Johnny Nasty Boots, an artist we've never played before, is an LA blues rocker originally from Mexico City. There's some new shit out and we're going to fucking play it. What is Johnny Nasty Boots' website?
JohnnyNastyBoots.com.
It is. J-O-H-N-N-Y NastyBoots.com. Tony one point of view, the internet one. I imagine in America it's called Johnny Nasty Boots. It sounds a lot better than Johnny Nasty Boots. Johnny Nasty Boots, Tony. Stay tuned for the downhauls. This is, like me again, Howling and Dying.
Upside Downer.
Mm-hmm.
listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing some great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Downhauls and a track called The Tower. They are garage punk, Tony. Garage punk, mainly. All the way from Boston, Massachusetts. Bit like the first band this week. Via Rumbar Records, unlike the first band this week. What I want to know is, what is The Downhauls Bandcamp page?
TheDownhauls.bandcamp.com.
It is TheDownhauls, TheDownhauls.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, probably an internet one. Another great track from another great band. Every time they bring something out, we receive it and we pretty much play it, I have to say. Loving them. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Oh, what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page and leave us a comment. As we say, if you can, leave us a comment, respond to last week's show post. It's the easiest and quickest way to do it, and we'll see it. It is quiet on Facebook, so if you've not done before, please do it. Just had a one this week.
Right.
And say we've not recorded in the best part of 3 weeks. That's,
yeah, that's shit, isn't it?
It's really shit.
I think we have to do something about this soon.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to fly over to beat up Mark Zuckerberg. That's what we'll do. I don't know why. Might not even go to help.
No, I don't know why you'd do that when you could, rather than go to all that effort. And by the way, you don't like flying.
Oh yeah.
Could you set up a message board?
That's how much I want to hurt him.
Yeah.
Could do.
I don't want to hurt him.
Do you?
I just can't be bothered.
No, that's true.
What's the point of punching Mark Zuckerberg? You'll be telling me next that someone shot Donald Trump in the ear.
Oh, that'd be really pointless, wouldn't it?
Well, it is. He doesn't listen.
Nope.
It's like he doesn't need to use those things, does he?
Nope.
It's the same as shooting him in the appendix. Complete waste of time.
One comment this week. Gwen Phillips.
Egg Tolo, Gwen.
And she says, I bloody love that Polonaise song. Had it in my head the other day, and she used a ghost emoji.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
It's a great song, and that refers to our Cherry Red special last week when we played a load of songs that were from the new pop, new compilation that's out on Cherry Red, or about to be out. It's called Heaven Sent.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. Check it out at cherryred.co.uk. And thank you, Gwen.
Thank you. And that is it.
Thank you,
Facebook. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire that.
Nope.
Time for departure. Not for us, but for the band themselves. The Pee Wees, Tony.
Right.
Are rock and roll from La Spezia in Italy. Oh. We played them several times before. I love them. This latest single they brought out, though, is something of a departure and sounds a little bit different to their other material. It's based on a true story of a man who escaped from a Canary Island prison. And I've just been in the Canaries, so I thought, you know, that all fits in.
Cool. The
song's got a great title. The band have got a great Bandcamp page, which is?
thepeewees.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. thepeewees.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, probably means that one. Banana Tree.
Behind my banana tree, drinking margaritas while I'm dancing to the beat. I mean the way you talk, you make me feel rude. The way you want me, I'm acting like you do. Did you call to hear the sound of the trees? I got no money in my pockets and a reason to believe there ain't no place where I have to walk to. Don't mind about missing the show. I've got a box full of feathers and I'm here, but it's under the sun.
margaritas and forget about the bills. I mean the way you talk, you make me feel rude. The way you want me, I'm acting like a tutor in the place where I have to walk to. Don't mind about missing the show. I've got a bus full of fellas and I'm here bloody known that a song.
Listening to Rahman Mamadli underneath us right now, and you know what that is, Tony? It's Azerbaijani guitar, perfect for weddings. That was the Pee Wees Banana Tree. For those of you who regularly listen to the show, you will notice that was a slight departure. Still a cracking song. Did you do anything last week, Tony?
Yeah, so last week we did, apart from the usual and the obvious, we did the gig at the Donkey in Leicester. This is with Apocalypse Babies. It's our first headline gig since we've come back.
So wow.
Yeah, we organised it. We played with the Mystery Action.
That sounds good. Like the kind of gig that you need a good stand man for.
You would think so, wouldn't you? If only we had that. A frustrating night. It was good. We had a few hiccups and we pulled it back, but we did have horrendous sound problems. And it was a Tony first, where the sound person left us with our thumbs up our asses, and she left the venue. So luckily,
you said sound person, Tony.
Yeah,
it's a sound woman.
It doesn't matter.
Unsound woman, sound man.
But I've just said. So yeah, some bloke fixed it.
Stick to the knitting. That's all I'm saying, Tony.
Luckily, we had someone in the audience
to knitting and cooking
who could do sound, and he did it, and he sorted it out. Right. It was frustrating.
What he basically say is some bloke had to come in and mansplain to her. She started crying, so did it himself.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know how much more sexy I can be. No. Jeff Ugnishoes started it, not to be confused with Johnny Nasty Boots.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't, generally things I don't care. I just want to. Well, basically, the guitar was
loud. You just
loud
want
enough,
the job done quickly.
Quite frankly, the guitar needs to be as loud as possible because.
As far as you're concerned, it's Tony and the Apocalypse Babies.
Exactly. And what's the point? What is the point of the Apocalypse Babies if you can't hear the guitar? But it's a nice venue though. I enjoyed it. It was a good night.
It is a good venue. I like it.
So I would happily go back.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it was work, and obviously there was the football of it all. And that was that. That was it. How was your week?
Well, you know, I've got quite a bit to talk about really, because since I last spoke to you live, I went to Gran Canaria. Yeah. Well, I watched a load of football. Some Germans got me very drunk, and I fell backwards out of a taxi.
Nice.
Age 54. I then went to the Psychobilly meeting. The band I wanted to see the most were Klingons, and Steve was too late off his plane, so we missed him. And I was not happy, but anyway. The festival was problematic, but wonderful. And we'll leave that there. Revenhorn Heat on the last night. That's the third time I've seen him. It's the best I've ever seen him. He did all the songs I like, and I shouted them all at the top of my voice for an hour, and a week later I've still got very little.
Right.
Suffering a bit. Also, let's talk England. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't that upset.
Nah,
Spain was the best team, wasn't it?
I fancy Spain for it. They played really well. Every time I've seen them play, they've been the better team. And, and we struggled against them, which is...
I am really pleased that we made the final. Harry Kane should not have been on that pitch.
Nope.
And also, Declan Rice didn't have a very good game either. But
John Stones was awesome.
John Stones was great. Luke Shaw, amazing.
Yeah.
At the very end of the game, there was an incident where we headed it at the goal. The keeper saved it. We headed it at the goal, but it was cleared off the line. And then Rice headed it just over. If that ball had gone in, anything could have happened. And actually, even though we wouldn't have possibly deserved it, I would have fancied us to go on and win it in extra time. But it didn't happen. No. And we made the final. We're better than most countries. Fuck them all. I'm quite pleased with it.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I did my first tour on Saturday. That was problematic because there was one woman on it who decided she knew more about everything than I did.
Oh, dear.
I offered to give her my badge, but she didn't want it. Quite pleased when that was over, came home. I watched a film, The King's Man, network premiere. You seen it?
Yeah, is that Rasputin in that, is it?
Yeah. It's basically the genre fucking the fucking origin story of Kingsmen.
Yeah.
And the problem with it is, it's got all the action in Kingsmen. Not any of the jokes.
Yeah, not really funny, is it?
A bit fucking serious.
Yeah.
So not over keen on it, to be honest. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's play Rancid.
Cool.
From the vaults, Tony. We played this a couple of times before. It's a cover version. It's double from the vaults. It's an old song. It's a cover. Originally done by Sham 69. If the Kids Are United is, of course, a fantastic song. But I prefer Rancid's version to the original. Ooh. And you can't say... And largely because of the bass line on the chorus, which I think is fantastic. And Rancid, I believe, have got a new album coming out. Or they've had one out quite recently. Didn't know about that either.
Oh.
Unless it's a very old website that hasn't been updated for 10 years, but it didn't appear to be, judging by the look of the band. Anyway, what I want to know is, what is Rancid's website?
Rancidband.com.
Rancidrancid.com.
Okay.
For the internet too, Tony 3, If the Kids Are United. Joy. So let's all grab and let's all enjoy. You're listening to Stan Kenton underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rancid, If the Kids Are United. Great song, great cover version, great band. I saw them live once at Janus Landing in Florida. And a couple of days before, I saw Reverend Horton Heat. It all comes together, Tony.
Cool.
Speaking of gigs, have you got any forwards?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Dental Harmonies.
Yeah. Thanks for gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it watch them play? It's not...
I really like the way you say that.
How much is it watch them play?
Yeah. It makes me feel all warm inside.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Better than I feel on Friday night. Yeah. So, yeah.
Tony, it's better than I feel every minute of my life, except for when you say that.
Oh, all right.
Don't think you say it again, could you?
How much did Jordan play?
Oh, thank you, Stone.
So yeah, so it's, I'm not gigging this weekend, so it's
amazing.
I know, it's another
it's a break
gig
from the world tour.
Someone else is playing somewhere else. So there's a weekender on in Devon. This is in Exeter way.
Exeter.
Oakhampton. So it's a going feral.
Great place, Oakhampton. I like it a lot.
The Going Feral weekend. It's in partnership with Flow for mental health. There's loads of bands on. There's too many to list. COVID-21 is one that I point is when I recognise.
Right.
There's loads. Shania Twain Saw Massacre might be pretty damn good. But there you go.
Great name.
Yeah. £70 each. It's 3 days. It's in a field.
The Shania Twain Saw Massacre.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it's tons of bands, £70 each. You can camp and all that kind of stuff. It's 19th to 21st, so it's like Friday till Sunday. So if you are in the Devon area, and there isn't even an address, it's just a postcode, EX20 3QN. I'm assuming it's on some field by a stream.
Fingers crossed.
Put the fingers where you right.
Like. Fingers crossed the weather's all right.
Yeah, I think we've got a heat wave coming, haven't we?
Have we?
I think so.
Yeah. Not sure when. I think the heat wave is on Wednesday this week.
Yeah, I think it's
and then it gets shit again.
Oh, there you go then. Yeah, shame really, but hopefully it'll be alright. So yeah, so if you are around, do check that out. Going Feral, there you go. That's right. It for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Tony, you can't say that thing again, can you?
Can you hear it? Sorry, what? How much is Orson playing?
Oh, thank you, Tony. Right, Roots Roundup, Tony. Never heard of them before.
Nope.
My fault, not theirs. They are a Vancouver ska, rocksteady reggae band with a new track out that we're going to play right now. What is Roots Roundup's website?
RootsRoundup.com.
It is. Tony Four put on the internet too. Roots Roundup, RootsRoundup.com. Tony... four probably in internet two. This is Screaming.
Being swallowed by a in my nut. Oh, oh, I'm pushing the gun. I don't know watch where you're going.
You're making me steam.
Living in the city is warm.
You're listening to Dead 60s Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Roots Roundup and a track called Screaming. And you may hear more from them in the future on this show if we get any more. But right now, that's all we've got. Check them out, rootsroundup.com. Are you doing anything this week?
I think it's a quiet one. We're still finishing the house. That's coming on a little bit more. Bit of work, few meetings. Work's still a bit screwed. Band practice on Sunday. We're going to try, now we've got the set down, we're going to try and bring some covers into it and extend the set a bit, because we've got about 45-50 minutes and we need really an hour and we need some options, so we're going to do that. And that's it, I think. Yeah, we're ready to be quiet week. What are you up to this week?
I have been quiet this week. I'm finally finishing the final proof that I got sent after the final proof I sent of my fucking children's book.
Cool.
So that's going back this week. I'm going to try and sell some tour tickets because I have another tour on Saturday. They're now every Saturday until September 14th. And that's about it. But actually, I want to talk about something that happened at least a week ago now, Tony, maybe longer. Hmm. While I was in Spain with my mate Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
He said, "Oh my God, what's this?" I said, "What's that?" He said, "It looks like Tony's had his horse trailer stolen."
Oh, bastards.
And I said, "Tony's horse trailer, how do you know?" And he said, "He's posted it on Facebook." I said, "That is the most middle class thing I have ever heard. This sounds like a job for Lovejoy." Oi, Tinker. "Yes, Lovejoy. It looks like Tony's had his horse trailer stolen." Oh, well, maybe we should talk to Eric. Oh, I've heard about that, Lovejoy. Better talk about it in the pub, right? "Yes, Eric, I don't think that's the best idea. Maybe we should find out more from Tony." "So what happened, Tony?"
Some thieving scumbag bastards. Yeah, they broke into the yard where our horse is and they left all the other trailers but nicked ours.
That's
terrible. Yeah. So we've lost £1,000 worth of trailer. It wasn't insured. I'm not happy about it.
Oh no. It wasn't insured. That's definitely a job for Lovejoy.
Yeah, exactly. It was also an antique as well, so there you go. You'd love that.
Yeah. Yeah, now you will have to excuse me there. But I did think it was, and I'm sorry to laugh, and I know it's an expensive item and it would have caused major disruption, but just when I look at my own life, right, and I see that the biggest issue in your life that week is getting your horse trailer stolen, forgive me for not immediately feeling terribly sorry for you, because I've never seen anyone else on Facebook say anything like that. But anyway, so it wasn't insured, but the police have been notified.
And it happens a lot, the horsey people. They just come and drag it off the yard and sell them.
But in that case then, they probably only took your one because they only had one van to take stuff away, presumably.
I don't know. Ours wasn't the best one. It was a bit shitty. So they left the nicer ones. Could be, maybe ours wasn't as secure. They still had a boot on it and padlocks and things.
Right.
No, it is shit.
It's just pants, isn't it? I don't like people nicking anything, let alone your horse trailer.
It's shame. Is that way we've got burgled in Kirkby? It's a violation. Oh, yes, it's horrible.
That is an absolute violation. If it's your own house, I mean, when I was in Mansfield, we got our backyard and garage robbed, and it's still, even though they hadn't been inside the house, still felt like who's been looking at us. But what it was, we'd left a load of stuff out after a party with the garage door open.
Right.
Some wrong'uns walking back into Bull Farm looked over the gate, saw it all, and thought, oh, well, let's have that. There was a wheelbarrow in the garage. They filled up the wheelbarrow with everything they could and just fucked off.
Bastards.
It was quite funny, really. But lots of stuff went, you know, those things. They get rid of lots of stuff, and it isn't nice. I hope you get your horse trailer back.
Doubtful.
Let's play two songs. Oh, well, no, we know exactly where that'll be, Tony.
Yeah.
It'll be in some fairground somewhere.
Yep. Exactly.
We're not saying the exact words, but I am 1/8.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Right. Two songs in a row to cheer you up. Stay tuned for Moonshine Brigade. First up, the Sewer Cats, Tony. Ferocious, fuzzy, and feline inclined, which is still one of my favourite lines about a band that they've come up with themselves and from Manchester. Now signed to TNS, they have a new album out, and they've got a single out to go with it. But I kind of forgot about that and picked a track off the album instead. You know, I often do that on purpose. This was by accident. We played the Sewer Cats before. I think absolutely great. I say band, great duo. What is now? I'm saying as is, Tony. What is the Sewer Cats Bandcamp page?
The sewercats.bandcamp.com.
Sewercatsuk.bandcamp.com. SEWERCATSUK. Sewercatsuck.bandcamp.com. Make it pull me in set 3, Tony 4. Stay tuned for Moonshine Brigade. This is Lionheart.
Buttons.
Living here a Pokemon, working big for ourselves. We're just finding a way we are, ain't nobody else, and minding our business. This is where I belong. If I happen to like my knees, why is that so goddamn wrong? All my friends and neighbors are all got fairy men. Strangers in this here town don't take kindly to the folks around.
attract strangers in this here town. Don't think I'd leave to new folks around. We'll kick you in the teeth and put you in the ground. So get your ass to the bar and buy us another round. We don't like strangers in this here town. Around. We'll kick you in the teeth and put you in the ground. So get your ass to the bar and buy us another round. We'll kick you in the teeth and put you in the ground. So get your ass to the bar and buy us another round.
You're listening to Chop Tops Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Moonshine Brigade, a track called Strangers from the new album, The Misery Strains. I'll put LP, that sounds quite old fashioned. They are from Hertogenbosch, and they are folk, punk, outlaw, that kind of deal, as you just heard. What is Moonshine Brigade's website?
Moonshinebrigade.com.
It is moonshinebrigade.com. Tony, 5 for the internet, 3. Mm-hmm. It's an unsurmountable lead. Congratulations. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear the thing. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination or twat you with thanks, every chat responded to. It's been a while. Steve's been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Steve, oh, how we have missed you.
And he says, hey, Tolo, Tony. For months, Jim Carroll, a Democrat member of the Vermont House of Representatives, said he could not figure out how the bag he brought to the State House ended up soaked until Mary Morris, the Republican, was caught on camera a few weeks ago pouring water out of a clear cup into his tote. Morrissey said Monday that she was truly ashamed.
Oh, that's great.
I thought it could have gone a different way.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. I thought she'd been throwing in a bit of yellow friendship.
That's right. Yeah. it's the hand of friendship, isn't it?
It is, of course, yeah. So basically, when he wasn't looking, every Monday, she just poured a cup of water in his bag.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
There you go.
That's the most childish thing I think I've heard a member of... What was it, Senate, Congress, House of Representatives?
House of Representatives, yeah.
Superb.
God, the American political system, that's quaint, isn't it?
Of all the other things that are going on in the United States, yet they're still capable of this kind of petty, utter brilliance. I take it Steve wants them twatted because they are a Republican.
Well, he says it's for pouring water, but let's face it, it's a Republican, isn't it? If they were way around, would he twat her? I don't know.
I can't twat this woman. She's a fucking genius, right? This bloke has not known why his bag has been soaked for absolutely weeks, and then she is caught in the act pouring a cup of water in it. It's really childish. To keep it up, I think it's brilliant. I can't possibly twat. I can twat her for her political leanings, but for this particular action, who doesn't think this is funny? That's the thing. That's what I'd like to know, Tony. Who doesn't think that's funny? Except for maybe
him
and Stiff.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to go ahead and try to, you do, but I'm not getting involved in this one. You're doing it myself.
Okay.
I think she's fantastic. I want to meet her.
So, for pouring water in her colleague's bag and only apologising after she was caught and for being a Republican, Mary Morrissey of Vermont is a twat.
I can't get involved. It's pure genius. It's the kind of thing I would love to do to someone. I might start doing it at work to someone. See how long it takes before they notice. Mind you, they would notice more quickly because their laptop would start smoking or something.
Yeah.
But this is, I think that's great. We'll still hear the thing again.
Okay.
Doing these.
There is Nick.
Last track this week, and I don't say we've saved the best till last, but we've saved something till last that is probably the thing I was waiting to play the most. Does that make sense? Is that fair?
Hmm.
This is Brilliant Madness from Finland, Tony. Very little that comes out of Finland musically isn't of interest to us, to be quite honest. But this is just terrific. Brand new band called Goblin Shark, who looked, and by the way, I looked up what a goblin shark is. Do you know what a goblin shark is, Tony?
No.
Well, it's a shark, of course, with a goblin.
Right.
Look online. I did some Google images on goblin sharks. I do not want to meet one.
Hmm.
I'll tell you, they're not quite right, Tony.
Right.
Their nose and their mouth aren't quite the way they are on other sharks. They're bad news, goblin sharks. Anyway, this band were seen and heard by Reverend Beatman when he was on tour last year, and he was in Finland, and they were one of the bands that was on with him. He thought they were so brilliant, he signed them to Voodoo Rhythm Records pretty much on the spot, right? They brought out a single, I love the A-side, but guess what, we're playing the B-side, and this is ahead of their first album that's going to be coming out in the next month or so. What I want to know is, what is Goblin Shark's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/GoblinShark.
Facebook.com/TheGoblinShark. TheGoblin Shark. Putting this at 4, Tony 5. I think this track's majestic. It feels like nothing I've ever heard before, but kind of have. You'll know what I mean when we play it. This is Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan by Goblin Shark. What a track. Thank you all for listening this week. That's about the size of it. Tony, if you wouldn't mind, maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen that they haven't done before.
Yeah, don't forget, you can visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. You can check it out. All the songs and shows in the archive, etc. You can find us online, various stations like punkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music in their podcasts thang. And if you got yourself an Alexa, why? But if you do have an Alexa, get yourself the Punky Radio skill. Get the skill store, so it's Punky Radio, download it, it's free. Thanks to Poco for that. And you do what you want with her, who knows?
I thought you liked all that Alexa stuff.
I'm weary of the whole thing. I know we joked about them taking over the world, but
They are doing, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, they are doing. Yeah. Fuck Alexa.
Exactly.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't. But you can't. Shame on you.